Welcome to Growing Posts, another journey into 21st century learning. If you use Scribe Posts, a student usually blogs once every 30 classes. As a subject area teacher, I want them to post more often. Enter the Growing Post. Growing Posts are great for multi-subject teachers. Growing Posts are great because all the work is in one blog post instead of many blog posts. A student can add to his blog post as much as needed until it is completed, instead of creating many little blog posts. The blog provides a canvas for learners to create anything. You can teach class subject content while integrating 2.0 technologies. You create connections between students. You create an audience. Here are some examples of growing posts that I have created. I can use a growing post like a math notebook. The first growing post I did was to create a study guide for a geometry unit. All of the questions dealt with what do you know about geometry. Images were used to convey meaning. All images here were amazing. Do you know what the area of this parallelogram is? After looking at this image, you do. How about figuring out the surface area of a triangular prism? This post was created 2 years ago using technology simply of Paint and PhotoBucket. You can use growing posts to build connections between your class, between your classes, and between schools. The fraction growing post had all of the information from the previous one, show me what you know about fractions, but it also included a piece where I wanted them to go out and interact with each other's growing posts, giving each other an audience and a reason to do better work. Here we have a student that has created some amazing work. If you go to the wiki site later, you will see that it has animated GIFs all throughout. But more importantly, she went and visited four other students, left comments behind, and said why they had done a good job. When I did Growing Posts last year, in its second generation, I took everything that was good from Growing Posts in the past and made it even better due to the tools that were available to me. Here we have Jake. Jake used some new tools that weren't available the year before. He used Gliffy to show an image and a map of what he knew of percent. He used bubble shares to create simple fractions and stories about fractions. Most importantly, we found other sites that did math scribing and left comments behind on their blogs. Lucky enough, they were doing a fraction unit at the same time that we were. What kind of a time period do you need for growing posts? I have done it two ways. You can assign a question a day, or you can assign the entire growing post as one assignment. One thing I like to do in my class is encourage assignments to be handed in on time, but late assignments will be marked. Students prefer to do most of their work at home, on their time, on computers that are often better than those at school. Sometimes posts are posted at hours that I don't believe students are even up. Amazing work is done when most of us are fast asleep. Types of applications that you could use in teaching growing posts. You could teach how to embed videos, how to add sound, how to use a bubble share to create a simple animation. But the tool I think that will change growing posts for me this year is VoiceThread. Here you upload your pictures. Each of your pictures you can zoom in and zoom out with amazing clarity. But more importantly, you can add your voice to the pictures that you have, creating a mini movie of what you are trying to say. You can add text. There is a marker that you can actually write and add an annotation, just like a chalkboard. This is a tool that will change how I use Scribe Posts and growing posts in my classroom this year. Most of these tools can be found at studentblogwikitools.wikispaces.com, a simple wiki space that I created to show my students where they can find tools to make their scribe and blog posts better. Alan Levide created 50 tools to tell the story for his trip to Australia later this year. It is one incredible website, and there are 50 tools to tell the story, and the list keeps on growing. How do you assess growing posts? The first thing I ask is my students to do a self-evaluation and leave it as a comment on their growing post. I then ask them to evaluate two other students in the class. Finally, I do a teacher evaluation, also leaving a comment behind on their growing posts. Here's a sample rubric for what I did that year. Here we have a student doing a self-evaluation and a student doing a peer evaluation. For more information on growing posts, you can find it at releasethehounds.wikispaces.com. Thank you for taking this journey with me.